I see a genocide right before my eyes. It's the Holocaust of today. I see innocent lives that are left to die. It's the Holocaust of today. I see Palestine getting raped every night. It's the Holocaust of today. It's the Holocaust of today, the Holocaust of my age. Last century, the Nazis tried the same, to wipe out an entire race, but it's kinda crazed. The victims of Hitler's days are the ones inflicting the pain. Can't they remember how it felt when they were tortured and raped, left in gas chambers to cry and suffocate? Now it's a similar picture again, but it's Palestinian civilians who are the victims today. I see a genocide right before my eyes. It's the Holocaust of today. I see innocent lives that are left to die. It's the Holocaust of today. I see Palestine getting raped every night. It's the Holocaust of today. This Holocaust ain't just started last month. They've been doing this for 60 years. They just passed it last month. Palestinians feeling the pain. For 60 years they've been screaming in vain. For 60 years they've been feeling the same. But Rupert Murdoch and Sky News try their best to hide the truth. It was Israel that defied the truce. Maybe that's why they lied to you. Cause supposedly for 6 months it was supposed to be total peace. But we were both deceived. They said it was a ceasefire, but the fire never ceased. I see a genocide right before my eyes. It's the Holocaust of today. I see innocent lives that are left to die. It's the Holocaust of today. I see Palestine getting raped every night. It's the Holocaust of today. They demanded elections, so the Palestinians done it. Fair and square, Hamas won it. Fair and square, now they're changing the rules. How many more times? How many more lives need to die before they realize this ain't right? Bombing refugee camps late at night, letting no journalists go inside, thinking that the world's got no insight. We already know what it's like. No electricity, no food supply. In hospitals, people rather choose to die, but they still try and hide it by saying there's no crisis. That just shows their blindness. I see a genocide right before my eyes. It's the Holocaust of today. I see innocent lives that are left to die. It's the Holocaust of today. I see Palestine getting raped every night. It's the Holocaust of today. I feel the pain, bro. It's such a shame, yo. It's still the same, though. The US and UK don't seem too phased. They're still declining suggestions, just like in Hitler's days. They're still supplying the weapons, just like in Hitler's days. Now the damage is already done. They're calling for a true break. Half the population's already gone. They're calling for a true break. Now that's what you call two-faced. I see a genocide right before my eyes. It's the Holocaust of today. I see innocent lives that are left to die. It's the Holocaust of today. I see Palestine getting raped every night. It's the Holocaust of today. And just when their life looked prosperous, kids die because of white phosphorus. Now it's quite obvious, it's a war against the civilians, a holocaust against my religion, because they're using illegal munitions, but the UN don't seem to listen. So make sure you think twice before you drink coke tonight, because the money you pay gives way for the bullet to spray. Then a civilian corpse gets taken away. Day after day, the cycle of pain just stays the same. Just like Israel, it doesn't seem to change. Killing Palestinians while they kneel to pray. Now every time they step outside, they gotta keep an eye on the sky to make sure it's alright. But it don't matter how high those warplanes fly, God is above them, right? Watching every move that they make, every mosque that they break, every girl that they rape, every life that they take. So that's why I say, maybe not tomorrow and maybe not today, but trust me, man, one day they will pay. I see a genocide right before my eyes. It's the Holocaust of today. I see innocent lives that are left to die. It's the Holocaust of today. I see Palestine getting raped every night. It's the Holocaust of today. There's a cancer spreading in the Middle East. It's called Zionism. There's a cancer spreading, preventing peace. It's called Zionism.